Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something crucial for, well, for your business in 2025. How you can actually use artificial intelligence, you know, get real results. We've got this guide, the 2025 AI Growth Playbook. Smart decisions, real results. And honestly, the numbers it shows are pretty compelling.
They really are.
Like this year, 78% of companies around the world are using AI somewhere in their operations.
Yeah, and that's a big jump, right? Wasn't it like 55% just last year?
Exactly, up from 55%. It's moving fast.
And what's really interesting, I think, is how that speed is creating sort of two camps.
Right.
You've got the companies already using AI, seeing benefits, and then others who are maybe still on the sidelines, a bit unsure.
Yeah, maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed, wondering where to even begin. This playbook seems to offer some clear paths forward, though.
It does. It tries to bridge that gap.
So our mission today really is to cut through that confusion, pull out the practical, actionable stuff from the playbook.
Stuff you can actually use.
Yeah, so you can walk away knowing where to focus for some quick wins, real improvements. And you don't need a PhD in computer science to get it.
That's key.
A big idea in the playbook is that waiting around for the perfect AI strategy, that's actually riskier than just starting, diving in and learning as you go.
Well, that hesitation is understandable, isn't it? AI feels huge, complex. But the playbook, it does a decent job breaking it down, making it less about theory and more about, you know, tangible steps.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll start by demystifying the basic AI tech stack plain English, promise, with some first week win examples.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about building a solid data foundation, because apparently that's critical.
Oh, absolutely essential. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Right. And finally, we'll look at how AI is already making a difference across different parts of the business, marketing, sales, support, you name it, give you some concrete ideas for your own setup.
Sounds like a plan. The playbook really pushes a business first angle. It's not about tech for tech's sake. It's find a problem, then find the right AI tool.
Okay, let's dive into this AI tech stack then. The playbook highlights five main areas. First one, machine learning.
Right.
Think of this as the AI that learns from your data. It spots patterns, uses them to predict what might happen.
Yeah, and a really clear example they give, something you could actually use quickly, is those demand forecast dashboards.
Explain that a bit more. How does ML make it better?
Well, it's not just looking at past sales. You know, machine learning can pull in loads of other factors, economy stuff, seasonality, even what people are saying on social media.
Ah, okay.
So the forecast for demand becomes much smarter, much more accurate. And putting that kind of dashboard in place, that could immediately help you sort out your inventory, your planning, almost straight away.
Makes sense. Okay, number two, natural language processing, NLP.
Mm-hmm. This is the AI that understands human language, reading, writing, speaking.
And the quick win example here, an FAQ chatbot on your website.
Exactly. Automate answers to those common questions. It frees up your human support team for the trickier stuff.
And these aren't the clunky chatbots of old, presumably.
No, not at all. Modern NLP is way better. It gets context, figures out what the customer means,
yeah.
Can even pick up on frustration, you know, so the responses feel more helpful, more human almost.
Okay. Third layer, computer vision.
AI that can see images, video.
And a tangible first step, the playbook suggests, is using it for defect detection, like on a manufacturing line.
Yeah, that's a great one. It tackles those repetitive tasks where human eyes get tired or miss things. A computer vision system can scan products way faster, more consistently, catches tiny flaws.
So better quality, less waste.
Definitely. Big potential impact there.
All right, fourth is agentic AI. This sounds a bit more advanced.
It is, yeah. Think of AI that doesn't just do one task, but manages a whole process, end to end. Makes decisions, takes actions, mostly on its own.
Okay, example.
The playbook gives auto-generated weekly KPI reports. Imagine an AI pulling data from different places, analyzing it, building the report all by itself.
Wow, okay, so it understands the goal, make the report, and figures out the steps.
Exactly. It might pull from your CRM, analyze sales, spot trends, format it all nicely. You might only need to check it or handle exceptions. It's a big step up in automation.
Got it. And the last one, robotic process automation, RPA.
Right. This is more about software bots mimicking human actions on a computer. Clicking, typing, copying data between systems.
Like data entry.
Yeah. A classic example is automating posting invoices into your accounting system, your ERP.
Okay. So RPA tackles those really manual, maybe tedious, digital tasks.
Precisely. It's often seen as like a good entry point for AI because it's very direct. It automates the busy work, lets your people focus on thinking, interacting.
Okay, so that's the stack. Machine learning, NLP, computer vision, agentic AI, and RPA.
Mm-hmm.
And the playbook's first big action step is pretty smart. Find one painful, repetitive process in each department, just one.
Yeah.
And try to match it to one of these AI layers. Then run a small pilot project, like within 2 weeks.
That's really practical advice. Start small, focused, test the waters in your environment.
See what works.
Exactly. And crucially, show some value quickly. That's how you build momentum, get people on board for more.
Makes sense. But as you said earlier, none of this works without the right foundations. Which brings us to data.
The data foundation. Yep. Critical. The playbook is very clear. Shaky data. Shaky AI results. No way around it.
It's that garbage in, garbage out thing.
Absolutely. Your AI model is only as good as the data you train it on. If the data is messy, incomplete, biased, your AI's predictions will be too. Unreliable.
So how do you build the strong data foundation? The playbook talks about audit, clean, centralize.
Right. Step one, audit.
Uh-huh.
Figure out what data you actually have. Inventory your sources. CRM, ERP, maybe IoT sensors, website logs, everything.
You might be surprised what you find, I guess.
Often, yeah. You find data you didn't know you had, or data stuck in silos, or maybe valuable stuff just sitting unused. It's a crucial first look.
Okay, audit, then clean.
Yep. And the playbook suggests starting with your most important data sets. Things that directly impact the bottom line revenue data, customer churn info, product returns.
Focus the effort where it matters most first.
Exactly. Make sure the data is accurate, consistent, properly labeled. Data quality is everything for AI. Errors or biases in training data, they get amplified by the AI.
Leads to bad decisions down the line.
For sure.
Audit, clean,
right.
Then centralize.
Right. Get that clean, high-impact data into one place. Ideally, the playbook says, a well-managed cloud data lake.
Cloud data lake. Okay. And security, privacy.
Absolutely. Set up proper access controls, who can see what, and build in your privacy rules.
Okay.
It's like GDPR or CCPA right from the start. It's not just legal, it's about trust.
Makes sense. So audit, clean, centralize, get the data house in order.
Mm-hmm. Then the playbook talks about moving up the analytics ladder.
Yeah.
Shifting from just looking back to looking forward.
Right, the stages. Descriptive, diagnostic, predictive, prescriptive. First is descriptive.
That's your basic reporting, what happened, sales figures, website visits, dashboards.
Standard stuff, historical view.
Yeah, tells you the what, but not always the why.
That's where diagnostic comes in, understanding why it happened.
Exactly. Using BI tools, maybe some SQL, to dig deeper. Find the root causes. Why did sales dip? Why did that campaign work? Answering the why.
Okay. Then predictive analytics. This is where ML really kicks in, right?
Yep. Using those machine learning models we talked about. Based on past data and current trends, what's likely to happen next?
Like predicting which customers might leave or forecasting sales more accurately.
Precisely. Identifying potential issues before they blow up. That's the power of predictive.
And the final stage, prescriptive analytics.
This is the most advanced. It doesn't just predict, it recommends what to do. Using ML plus optimization tools.
So, like, offer this specific discount to this customer to stop them churning, or adjust prices this way to maximize profit.
Exactly that. It suggests the best action to take to get the outcome you want. Very powerful stuff.
And the big benefit the playbook highlights from climbing this ladder.
Less firefighting. Teams become more proactive, less reactive. They manage the business instead of just responding to crises.
Using data for foresight, not just hindsight.
That's the goal. More efficient, smarter decisions.
Okay, foundations covered. Now for the exciting part, how AI is changing different business functions. Let's start with marketing. The playbook says it's moving from mass blast to segment of one.
Yeah, hyper-personalization. That's the big theme. Instead of generic messages, AI lets you tailor basically everything, emails, product recommendations to each individual customer in real time.
And the results. The playbook mentions things like 30% higher conversion rates from real-time recommenders.
That's huge.
And dynamic email subject lines, AI chatbots handling, what, 70% of FAQs?
It's about delivering the right message to the right person at the right time automatically. The scale AI enables here is just, it's transformative for marketing.
Then there are these autonomous campaign loops. AI constantly testing ads, shifting budgets based on performance.
Right. Hourly A-B tests, moving spend what works, pausing losers, scaling winners, all automated.
And the playbook says brands doing this are seeing double-digit savings on media spend.
It's just way more efficient. Constant optimization that humans couldn't possibly keep up with manually.
And content creation, the AI content factory.
Yeah, boosting content velocity. Tools like Claude or Gemini helping write long articles, maybe 4x faster.
Wow.
Using things like copy.ai to tweak ad copy for better click-through rates. They mentioned a 22% uplift. Or MarketMuse for speeding up SEO briefs.
So producing more content faster and optimizing it better. The playbook even flags AI marketing automation as a hot search term. People are definitely looking into this.
It's a massive advantage. Being more agile, responding to trends, connecting with audiences more effectively.
Okay, let's shift to sales. Predict, prioritize close, predictive lead scoring comes up first.
Right. Using AI to analyze all sorts of data behavior, company info, intent signals to rank leads by how likely they are to buy.
And the payoff. Up to 20% higher close rates mentioned in the playbook.
Yeah, because your sales team focuses their energy on the best prospects. It's about working smarter, more efficiently, drives more revenue.
Then there's revenue forecasting. AI making it more trustworthy.
Definitely. Deep learning models looking at history, market trends, economic factors. The playbook says they can predict quarterly revenue within plus or minus 5%.
That's pretty tight. Must really help finance with planning inventory, hiring.
Absolutely critical for solid financial planning. AI brings a level of accuracy that's hard to match otherwise. Helps manage risk better too.
And proposal bots. AI writing sales proposals?
Yeah, automating that process, pulling in the right case studies, pricing, service agreements automatically based on the deal.
Saves how much time?
The playbook estimates 6 to 8 hours per sales rep per week.
That's significant. Frees them up to actually sell.
Exactly. More time building relationships, less time on admin.
All right. Customer support 2.0. Resolve, delight, upsell. Chatbots are everywhere now.
And they're saving serious money. Playbook says $8 billion annually. Plus, improving customer satisfaction, CS scores going up.
There's also sentiment routing. AI figuring out who's upset and getting them to a human faster.
Yeah, Zendesk users apparently saw a 15-point CS jump with that. And voice analytics listening to calls to spot churn risks early helps retention maybe an 8% lift.
So it's efficiency and better experience.
Yes, but the playbook makes a good point. You need that escape hatch. Easy ways for customers to get to a human agent for complex stuff. The blend is key.
Got it. What about product and operations? Ship, price, stock at AI speed.
AI is speeding things up here too. Like using synthetic user data for testing product journeys or NLP to analyze customer reviews for unmet needs, they report a 30% faster time to feature launch.
And pricing, inventory.
Dynamic pricing, adjusting based on demand, competitors, in real time. Smart Inventory uses AI to predict demand swings, optimize production, can cut stockouts by up to 40%, and predictive maintenance, fixing machines before they break.
So more agile, more responsive, less waste across the board.
Pretty much. From understanding customers better to making operations smoother.
Finance and risk, the CFO's new guardian angel. What's AI doing here?
Lots of process boosting. Like invoice OCR optical character recognition making month end closes almost instant.
Wow.
Expense fraud detection, using AI to spot dodgy claims, plugging multi-million dollar leaks in some cases mentioned. Better scenario modeling for hedging risks. Network fraud detection with fewer false alarms.
So accuracy, speed, security. Automating tedious stuff, finding hidden risks.
Exactly. Identifying anomalies humans might miss, providing deeper insights for decisions and risk management. The fraud examples really hit home the potential value.
Even HR and talent. Hire, nurture, retain with algorithms.
Yep. Resume parsers, slashing screening time, 75% reduction mentioned, and helping reduce bias.
That's interesting.
AI models predicting which employees might be flight risks, allowing for early intervention, potentially a 12% retention lift. And AI-powered portals for upskilling staff.
So optimizing the whole employee journey from hiring to development and retention.
Making it more efficient, maybe fairer, and helping build a more skilled workforce.
And finally, creative workflows. Copy, images, video, AI is involved here too.
Big time. Generating blog posts and social media campaigns quickly with tools like Claude or Gemini. Creating images, infographics with Midjourney or Ideogram faster, maybe more consistent branding.
Video too.
Yeah, script to video tools like Sora, Runway ML, making explainer videos much quicker. And AI voices, avatars, 11 labs, Haitian for demos or training in tons of languages.
The result, Playbook says teams get back 5+ hours a week and production costs drop 30-50%.
It's really empowering creative teams, not replacing them, but augmenting their abilities, letting them focus more on the big ideas, less on the repetitive production tasks.
Seems like AI is touching almost every part of the business. The Playbook also mentions some emerging trends to watch.
It does. Agentic AI getting even smarter, managing more complex tasks autonomously, custom chips, new hardware, making AI cheaper to run, that's important.
Yeah, cost is always a factor.
Multimodal models, AI that understands text, images, audio altogether, opening up new applications. And a big one, AI ROI dashboards, really focusing on proving the financial return.
Makes sense. As adoption grows, proving the value becomes critical.
Exactly. Moving from pilots to enterprise scale requires that clear ROI justification.
And throughout all this, the Playbook stresses responsible and ethical AI, trust by design.
Super important. Key things are data privacy, keeping data safe, using secure tools, bias audits regularly checking models for fairness, explainability being able to understand why an AI made a certain decision in plain language.
And even green AI, the environmental impact.
Yeah, being mindful of the energy needed for AI. The Playbook argues this isn't just compliance. Being responsible with AI is actually a brand differentiator, builds trust.
Good point. Okay, so we've covered the tech, the data, the applications. How do you actually start? The Playbook offers a 90-day action plan.
Yeah, it's very practical. Week one, audit your top 10 repetitive tasks per team. Figure out how much time they waste.
Just identify the pain points.
Right. Week two, pilot one AI workflow each in marketing, operations, and support. Get some baseline numbers versus the AI uplift.
Start small, measure quickly.
Week three, run a prompt gym, like a lunch and learn to teach people how to talk to AI tools effectively. Measure how much better their prompts get.
Train your team. Makes sense.
Week four, measure the ROI on those pilots. If it's good, they suggest looking for 3x return, then start rolling it out to similar teams or tasks.
And the pro tip.
Use the savings or gains from those small AI wins to fund the next AI project. Let success breed success.
That's smart. A clear step-by-step way to get going.
It really is. It breaks down what seems like a huge undertaking into manageable chunks. Go from exploring AI to actually doing AI and seeing results.
So wrapping this up, the big message from the 2025 AI Growth Playbook seems clear. This year, 2025, is really a key moment for AI adoption.
It feels like an inflection point.
And taking action, even small steps, is way better than waiting on the sidelines. The companies starting now, even with pilots, are setting themselves up best.
Absolutely. The potential upsides are significant. We're talking potential double-digit ROI pretty quickly, much better customer experiences, big gains in how efficiently teams work. The Playbook provides a really solid roadmap for getting past the hype and into real-world application.
So here's a final thought for you listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your own work, your team, your organization. What are those repetitive, time-consuming tasks you deal with?
Mm-hmm.
After hearing all this, which of those now seems like it could be tackled with a quick, impactful AI solution? And if you could fix that one thing and then another, what could those compounded small wins unlock for you down the road? Something to think about.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.